flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu chideva lokash chideva bhutani chidendriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, not deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make your dreams your master, if you can think and not make your thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster, and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you have spoken twisted by knaves, or make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that is in it. And what is more, you will be a man, my son. That's Rudyard Kipling. You are seeing in front of your eyes the dreams that you dreamt have crumbled down. Your hopes are shattered to chagrins. And yet, you don't lose the courage. You see, the things which you have spoken are twisted by fools, and yet you remain calm. You see triumph and you see victory, and for you both are imposters, both are deceptors. You remain stable. That untouched state of the mind is called discipline. Discipline is a natural phenomenon. Discipline is not control. Control comes from outside, discipline comes from within. Discipline is the natural flowering of the consciousness, while control can lead to suppression, repression of the spirit. It comes from outside. It comes from books. It comes from others. Discipline is the natural phenomenon, is the natural blooming of the consciousness. Discipline is self-generated. There is no force. It's your own. And when the music of discipline touches the soul, the life becomes the melody. So yesterday, we started a new retreat. It will explore the various dimensions of discipline. It will explore 108 Avyakta Murlis. And we are going to begin the first Avyakta Murli today. It's 18th January 1981. Meditation Hall, Pandabhavan, where Bab Dada used to come. And as usual, on 18th January, the Madhuban gets good decoration. So today we are going to understand that Murli, read that Murli, explore that Murli, and from every day's Murli, we will create two tasks and two homeworks, so that it becomes the very part of our lives. It's also the Pranic retreat. It's also the Avyakta Murli reading retreat. It's also the discipline chapter retreat. So all three things should come together whilst we try to understand each and every aspect of different points that Bab Dada has given us. Discipline leads to organization of consciousness. At present, everything is haywire. It is the uncluttering. It is the gathering of nectar and removing everything that is waste to throw abroad the weeds. The garden of soul, we need to decorate with beautiful thoughts, beautiful flowers. There was an arch priest, and whenever he used to go to any village and visit the local church, in his welcome, the local priests and the local church there, they would play, they would ring bells. Once this archpriest of Germany reached a village, but he found that there are no bells rung in his welcome. So he went to the local priest the priest of that church and asked, "Why you did not ring any bells in my welcome?" The local priest had a habit of saying, "There are 1,000 reasons." To every question he is asked, he would always say, "There are 1,000 reasons." So here also he said, "There are 1,000 reasons. And the number one reason is that we don't have bells." The archpriest said, "This one reason is enough. No need to tell the 999 reasons." When the discipline is lacking within, the organization outside gets affected. There would be disturbance, anarchy. So when the soul is disciplined, automatically everything happens. Discipline is spontaneous. Control is forced. Discipline is internal. Control is outsider. It's external. Discipline is something which is so natural to the soul. When we understand what true discipline is, automatically our lifestyle, our whole day would be shaped according to Baba Srimat, Maryadas. We don't have to make efforts. Discipline is like the effortless songs coming from birth. It is like the rains pouring down from heaven. So in this Murli, 18 January, Baba compared Madhuban. Whatever that is happening on the path of bhakti, Dwapar Yug is the copy-paste of Sangam Yug. The Copper Age is the copy-paste of the Confluence Age. So Baba said, here, on 18 January, you all come to Madhuban. There in the path of devotion, the devotees go to pilgrimage places. Here you have four dham, four pilgrimage places in Madhuban. There also in the path of bhakti, there are four pilgrimage places. And they consider it's a great act of charity to go to those pilgrimage places. It's also the act of penitence. If you have committed some wrong actions, wrong deeds, as a repentance, they go to those pilgrimage places. So there are four pilgrimage places in India. What are they? Badrinath, Puri, Rameshwar, Rameshwaram, and Dwarka. So these are the four pilgrimage places in India. There are many others. Rather, there are thousands or unnumbered. But official, or to say, we talk of these four. So Baba said these four dham are the four pilgrimage places. So your Shantistham is your Badrinath. So your history hall is your Jagannath Puri. So your Baba's room is your Rameshwaram. And Baba's hut is your Dwarka. So task number one today, create a mental visualization multiple times throughout the day that you are visiting the four places. Reach the Shantistham and experience the power. Reach the history hall and feel the hands of blessing of all the seniors upon you. reach Baba's room and experience the powerful rays coming from him and filling your entire being. Reach Baba's hut and see yourself lying down on his lap. And at night, write down your experience. So from today, make a special diary, a journal, for writing down your experiences. In the day, multiple times, do mental visualization. Reach Madhuvan, the different places, the four dhams. And see what happens. Reaching Shantistham, Baba is filling me with divine powers. Reaching Vistri Hall, I am getting rid of all the waste. And all the seniors are blessing me. Just as in the path of devotion, Hanuman was blessed by all the deities. In Baba's room, feel that he is charging you, rekindling the divine strength which is within you. And in Baba's hut, just lie down. When you get tired, when you are depressed, when you are in doldrums, in such despondent state, children, come to me. Talk with me. Have a chit chat. In Baba's hut. So that is the first task. So Baba said, in the path of devotion, they go to four pilgrimage sites. Here you have four pilgrimage sites. Point number two. There they make you. Here also you make you. So because you make queue here, in the path of devotion, the devotees will make a queue in front of your statues. Third, here you say Satvachan Maharaj. In the path of devotion, they say Satvachan Maharaj. Whatever the Guru speak, the versions of the Guru are the versions of truth. So this is all copied from here. Then Baba asked a beautiful thing. Baba said, there are a lot of self-respect point in this Murli. You are the invaluable jewels of Bab Dada. You are the decoration of Bab Dada. Wherever you go in Madhuvan, I accompany you. And he also asked, who has made? You have become Baba's or Baba. You have made Baba your own or Baba has made you his own. This is the question. And Baba said, both are clever. And Baba says, you have made God your own. And that's why Baba keeps on saying, come on children, move on, move on. And he keeps on saying, and he salutes you. He salutes you, all of you. So it's a beautiful Murli, a very short Murli, but having very deeper meaning. The first meaning is, you have to make your entire life a pilgrimage of remembrance. Pilgrimage of remembrance, Yad, is not just 1 hour, 2 hour job. Whole life should become a pilgrimage of remembrance. Experience His divine presence throughout the day, whatever you are doing. So the second task from this Murli is, Baba said, you have to become the embodiment of remembrance and embodiment of service. Your every thought should be of remembrance. Your every act should be act of service. So task number two from today's Murli is, How to convert every thought into remembrance and how to make every small act, a baby act, into the act of service. Throughout the day, see. If I can do this at night, write the journal. What are the challenges I faced? My laughing, my talking, my speaking, my eating, my drinking, my moving around. Is that everything an act of service? This is first. And whatever I think, Baba said, your speech should have Baba and your intellect should have Baba. So keep on using word Baba multiple times throughout the day. So these are the two tasks from today Murli, today's Murli. And this is a very short Murli, as I said. The first task is pilgrimage of Madhuman, a mental pilgrimage you have to make with mental visualization. The second task is be the embodiment of remembrance and be the embodiment of service. Baba has blessed this day. The day has been blessed. So whatever you do throughout this day, it will be a blessing. To be embodiment of service, Baba said to strike a balance. Om Shanti.